So in the end, what have we done here? Jefferson has written a document that first lays out where liberty comes from. It comes from your creator. All people are created equal. All people are endowed with certain rights, life, liberty, and happiness. Governments have a single purpose in this play. Governments are created by men and for men. They get their power from men, and they have one purpose: to protect life, liberty, and happiness. When a government fails to protect those rights and instead becomes destructive of those rights, it's the right of the people to change that government or get rid of that government to create a new government which will in fact protect those rights. Now, governments that have been around for a long time shouldn't be changed for insignificant reasons. And by the same token, mankind puts up with a lot of crap. They put up with stuff. But when things happen over and over and over and over again, and the reason for them happening is to reduce the people under a tyrant to a lack of liberty, it is the right, not just the right, but it's the duty of the people to throw off the government, to create a new government that will protect life, liberty, and property. This has been what the colonies have gone through. This is what has brought them to this moment, to alter their system of government, to rid themselves of the King of Great Britain, because the King of Great Britain has injured them over and over and over. And the world needs to be made aware of this, because this declaration is not just about Britain and the colonies. This declaration is about liberty itself. And so to prove this, we will provide the world all of the facts. And so we list them. He did, he did, he did. And in the end, we, the representatives of the United States, come together. We, in the name of God, are free and independent. We absolve ourselves from any allegiance to Great Britain, and we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. It's a pretty big deal, but it's also pretty simple. It's pretty easy to understand. It takes on liberty. It takes on the concept of God and makes it important, but also makes it accessible to all who have any concept of God. And so it takes this religion thing and it puts it into your own personal mind that your creator provides you life, liberty, and happiness. It takes these basic fundamental rights of liberty and it applies them to all men, even though at the time women didn't get rights, blacks didn't get rights, Indians didn't get rights, but the concept that men, not kings, would decide who gets rights was unique. It was new. It was exciting. And it protects, it states that governments have one purpose, and that's to protect those rights. And when the government no longer does that, it is time for the people to throw off that government and create a new one that will ensure those rights for all time. Pretty cool document. Hope this has all helped you understand it a little bit better.